Welcome in here to week number six of Who's Gonna Win on KJN. Our thanks to Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates for bringing you the program. We'll take a look back at how we did last week and get you prepared here for the next week as we have eight more games here on the sheet to try to prognosticate here for you. It's the usual suspects, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, Jim Field, and myself, Chris Parks. We'll come back and let you know how we did last week first after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win as we get ready for week number six of action. Let's take a look back first, though, at week number five. Here's how things played out. Our first game last week was Sydney defeating Cam on the road 54-32. And we were all wrong. We were believers in the Cougars on that one, so we all missed that one. East Union went on the road and beat Lennox 44-34, and that was a winner just for me. Everyone else had that one incorrect last week, so I like that limb pick. Griswold was a 44-28 winner on the road at Nottoway Valley. We all had that one correct. Took them a little while to get going, but they rolled up the points there at the end of that game. Also, it was Missouri Valley pulling out a late score, 28-24, a win over IKM Manning there at home for the Big Reds, and that was a winner there for Jim. Everybody else was incorrect on that one, so he got a limb pick. Also, Shenandoah went on the road to Red Oak and won 51-21. That was a winner for Matt and myself, and a loser for Doug and Jim. Kemper Catholic beat Underwood 29-0. We all had that one correct. Harlan beat ADM on the road 58-34. That was all correct for us as well. And Creston Orion Maxburg, a 56-6 win at home over Atlantic last week. And we all had Creston in that contest as well. So for the last week's records, I went 6-2 and I'm now at 25-15 overall here on the season. 5-3 last week for both Matt and Jim. And Jim is at the top spot now here by himself again by a game at 27-13. Matt is at 26-14. And Doug last week was 4-4 and he's also at 26-14. Here on the season. So we've got ourselves a tight horse race here going on as we head down the stretch. We'll get into week number six now here for you, and we've got just one eight-man game on the sheet to pick here first off here this week. This is eight-man District 6 as Stanton goes on the road to take on East Union. Are you going to make me have first crack at this one because I was best picker last week?
That's why we do it. Okay. That's why we do it on Sound Advice.
You were best
picker?
Oh,
no,
picker?
Sound Advice?
Best picker,
yeah. I thought that was Jim Harbaugh. Sorry, we're on Who's Going to Win. I forgot what day it is.
Jim Harbaugh, Chase Daniel, I don't know, one of those guys. All right, let's take a look here at this first game. And, yeah, Stanton and East Union. I don't think many people thought that this would be kind of the matchup that it is here at this point in the season, but it's actually a really important game there in that District 6. As Stanton, they're 4-1 on the year. They're only lost to Fremont Mills, who's now the top-ranked team in the state, and East Union at 5-0 after that win last week in that close battle there with Lennox. I think statistically this one matches up pretty closely. Stanton has a pretty good quarterback in Connor Holtman that's thrown for 951 yards, 11 touchdowns, but he has thrown 8 interceptions on the year. That's kind of been their downfall. Drake Johnson is another nice player for them at wide receiver, and he's a good defensive player. On the other side for East Union, Matthew Whitstock's had a good year on the ground, running for 10 touchdowns. East Union came through for me last week with that limb pick against Lennox, but not so fast, my friend. I'm going with Stanton here on the road. I think they have a little bit more offensive firepower than Lennox, and they've played the one team that's a little bit tougher in Fremont Mills. So I'm going to go with Stanton here on the road. Jim.
You just not so fasted yourself.
Yeah, nobody else is gone, Chris. Jeez.
Dramatic effect, right?
Well, I'm not going to pull the not so fast because I'm gonna agree with you. I'm going to go with Stanton as well. I just think they've played a little extra competition. Even though they had the one loss, I thought they played pretty well against Fremont Mills, and we kind of have a pretty good idea of how good they are. I know that's a long road haul over to Afton to play East Union, but Stanton's kind of used to that. I think the Vikings will come out a winner here tonight.
All right, that's two for Stanton. Doug?
Yeah, it's a tough game, tough ball game, and this is one of eight tough ball games, I would have to say, Chris. Thank you for picking this slate of games because they were all challenging, in my opinion. Tough game to look at because the comparable scores are very similar. They have similar victories against opponents. One thing I look at, I guess, doing a little bit deeper dive on the Quick Stats website was Stanton's defense. Stanton's defense seemed to do a better job of creating turnovers. So I am going to go with Stanton on the road.
All right. That's three for the Stanton Vikings. Matt, what do you think?
Well, this was one of those games that I was just going to kind of wait and see how it played out. And this is going to be more of a pick to maybe create some separation or catch that top man that's up in front of me. But I'm going to go with East Union. Like you said, a lot of similarities between both teams. I think I was surprised with their victory over Lennox last week, and Lennox is a fairly decent ball club. Home field advantage goes to the East Union. I don't even know what their mascot is.
I don't either, honestly. No.
Darn it. Okay.
We'll figure that one out. We'll get back to you
East
on that
Union.
One. East Union, yeah, but take the undefeated home team. That's probably an okay Olympic, so we'll see how it plays out. It should be a good game, and that's actually probably one of the more interesting eight-man games around the area. There weren't a lot of other marquee matchups here this week. Southeast Warren at Griswold in our next game. It's a Class A District 7 contest, and this one also turns out to be pretty important here for these two teams. The way that the district is kind of shaped up, Griswold still got a shot here to try to make a run here down the stretch, and these teams both come in at 3-2. And Jim, when you get first look here at this one.
All right, well, we'll give it our best shot. I have no idea. I'm not going to give you any real insight into anything here, but they have identical records. I think they've played relatively similar schedules. I don't see a lot of difference. I think, if there's maybe Griswold schedule's just a half an inch harder. I don't know. Can you be in? I don't know. I'm going to take Griswold. They're at home. I'm going to go with the home team in this one because I really honestly don't know between these two right now.
All right. It's one for the Tigers. Doug.
Well, I'm going to agree with Jim, but I will try to provide a little bit more insight, possibly.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes. Southeast Warren is led by running back Alex Hammer. He's got about 800 yards on the ground and six touchdowns. But Griswold's got kind of a three-headed monster with Jonke and Mason Robinette, and I think they're going to be able to spread the ball out just a little bit more options with the ground game. And these are two teams that both like to run the ball. But I'm going to take the Tigers at home.
All right, that's two for the Tigers. Matt, what do you think?
Well, like Doug said, that was one of the things that stood out to me. It looks like Southeast Warren can't throw the ball very well at all. At least in the first five games anyway. And then their running game relies on one person, basically, whereas Griswold has those three guys that can run the ball at any given time pretty equally throughout there. Of course, Griswold's not going to throw the ball either at all, probably. So I'm going to go with Griswold on the ground.
All right, so Griswold getting the win there at home, and I am going to make it a clean sweep because I think the Tigers, for the same reasons, have a little bit of the edge there. That offense, when they get going, and usually it's this point in the season when they've worked out some of those kinks with some of that double handoff stuff that they like to do that makes it difficult for defenses to slow down. And when you have some options and you've got some talented players, it can work in your favor, and I think the Tigers will be able to get that win. So that's a look at our first two games here on this sheet. We've got another four to look at here in our next segment, a couple of 1A District 7 games and a couple of 2A District 7 games. We'll be doing that here after we take this break here on Who's Gonna Win.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win as we get right back after it here. Class 1A District 7, we've got a couple of their games here on the sheet this week. And the first one we're going to look at is a game with two teams looking for their first win on the season. ACGC travels on the road to Trainer. And Doug, you're going to get first crack here.
Well, this somebody's got to win this game, right? ACGC has really been struggling to move the ball, struggling to score any points. They're averaging about 5 points a game. Trainer, however, is averaging about 4 points a game. So it's, you know, they just
4.2. Come on, don't shortchange.
I know I did round that down, but. You know, hopefully, I'm sure somebody's going to be able to score. And actually, I'm going to take ACGC. I don't remember why, but I looked at the scores of their games, and it seemed like they had some better losses, if that's such a thing.
All right. So that's one for the Chargers.
Okay.
Matt, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with the Trainer Cardinals. I think they've played a pretty decent schedule so far. They have shown signs of being able to move the ball. They've got over 900 yards of offense compared to ACGC's 600 yards altogether. I think a little more sound ball club, I guess, at 0-5 between the two 0-5 teams. So I'm going to go with Trainer at home.
All right, that's one there for Trainer. And, yeah, I looked at this and I wrote down for both teams, tough schedule. They both have not been had much of a chance in any of the contests that they've been in so far here this year. Look at the last three for Trainer: Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, AHSTW. That's a pretty tough gauntlet. I think they're ready to play somebody they know they can compete against. And as Matt had alluded to, I think they've done a better job of getting some offense out there, but they've just turned the ball over an awful lot too. But I'm going to take Trainer. I think they've got a little bit more going offensively to get a win here. Jim?
Well, ACGC still has the cooler logo and school name.
That's true.
Let's just get that out there right away. And as Doug already mentioned, ACGC averaging 5 points a game, Trainer 4.2. Home field advantage is typically worth, what, a touchdown in high school? So Trainer wins 11.2 to 5. So I'm going to go with Trainer.
All right, that's three for the Trainer Cardinals. And, hey, the score turns out that way, and I guess a lot of people will congratulate you.
I don't know how they're going to put that on the scoreboard.
I don't know either. Next one we have is in the same district, and this, I guess, is a little bit different situation. These are two pretty good football teams, and it's actually the game we'll have for you on the air here tonight as we will go up to Manning as the IKM Manning Wolves play host to the AHSTW Vikings. Matt, you get a first look here.
Okay. IKM Manning, we just were talking about schedules. They're 2-3. So their three losses have been to South Central Calhoun, which we'll talk about in our next ball game. They're a 4-1 and a top-tier team. And then, of course, last 2 weeks, they've had losses to Loma and Missouri Valley. So here you are now playing your third tough ball game in a row. HSTW, who is undefeated at 5-0, come in pretty high-potent offense. However, the one thing negative to their side is their schedule has been pretty soft so far. They have yet to play Loma and Missouri Valley and down the road there. So This is going to be a very good ball game. You know, Ikeam Manning can stay in the hunt in there with a victory tonight. And, you know, close loss last week in Missouri Valley. They let Missouri Valley back into the game in the last 4 minutes of the game, scored a couple of touchdowns to lose it. So how well is Ikeam Manning going to bounce back? And the same thing with against Loma. They were driving, got inside the five-yard line 2 weeks ago, and with under a minute to with potential opportunity to tie the ball game, if not go ahead, and you know, a turnover downs in there. So I think they're on the verge. I think this is going to be a very good ball game. I'm going to go with Ikeam Manning, home team. I think they've been in these tighter ball games here so far, and they're going to take some lessons from these last couple weeks, and I think they're going to put it all together this week.
All right, that's one there for the Wolves. And, yeah, this is a really tough game to look at. You know, it's hard to imagine Ikeam Manning being in that position to already lose the fourth game here of the season. But as you mentioned, their schedule has been really, really tough. The thing I do like about AHSTW is they seem to have a pretty good balance. They've got a very good offensive attack so far here this year, which I think is maybe something that folks thought would be the question mark. But they've done very well so far. R.J. Harris has been a really good back on the ground for them. And they always play tough, sound defense, and both these teams always do traditionally. So that's what's going to make it fun. But, you know, with AHSTW, I think they've got just a hair of an edge here with the weapons that they have to use on offense. So I'm going to give them a slight advantage, and I think the Vikings will pull one out here on the road in another close game for Ikeam Manning. Jim.
Okay, very good. You guys covered both ends of this deal. I understand what Matt's saying, and I agree to it to a certain extent, but then, you know, you get to a point, too, where, yeah, we played a tough schedule, yeah, we played them close, but, yeah, we kept losing. And how much, at the high school level, does that kind of beat you down, too, where you get to the point where, gosh, our chances of the playoffs are now far-fetched, and, yeah, we're still hanging around, but barely. I don't know. I like AHSTW. I'm going to go with them here this week. The way they play and the type of athletes they have, the system they use, they don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't hurt themselves typically a whole lot. So on the road in a big game like this, I don't know. I'm going to go with the Vikings.
All right. That's a couple for the Vikings. Doug.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote down, could the Wolves be the best two-win team in the state? You know, I mean, I think they certainly could make that claim, as Matt described. But, you know, and you can only play the teams that are on your schedule. And so sometimes gaudy statistics, you know, are just because of the teams that you've played. But I do like the Vikings to win the game. I like their defense. I've only allowed 6 points all year, four straight shutouts now. And, you know, they're going to have a tougher row to hoe against Ikeam Manning. But I'm going to take the visiting Vikings.
All right, so Matt gets a limb pick there with the Wolves at home.
I'll take it. Undomesticated feline.
Wolf is a canine.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's right. Canine. Sorry. Canine. You're right. Dang it.
That's why Doug didn't pick him. You know? That's why I didn't pick him. All right, the next one here we have on the sheet is another Class 2A District 7 game. We've got two of those on the way here for you. And we just alluded to one of these teams that Matt had mentioned. South Central Calhoun goes on the road to take on Kemper Catholic in a very important game before these two teams heading in here to this week. I get a first look here at this one. Both teams coming in here at 4-1. South Central Calhoun's only loss was in Week 1 to Carroll. Kemper Catholic's only loss was to St. Albert in Week 2. So you look at two teams that I think have played some good competition. You know, no shame in those losses that either team has. I did look at the statistics and notice that South Central Calhoun's got some pretty good offensive numbers from the quarterback spot in Hunter Molbauer. He's thrown for 751 yards, 11 touchdowns, just two interceptions. And it looks like running the ball, they've kind of got a stable of guys that they'll hand the ball off to. They're not going to really rely on one guy to get that done. Kemper Catholic, on the other hand, they have some really good athletes. Gage Gunnarsson's been doing pretty well at the quarterback spot. Miles Ruepiper, a good back on the ground. He's scored 7 touchdowns for them here this season. But I think the road team is a little bit tougher here. They've played some really good competition early on this season. And this will be a really good game, but I'm going to give South Central Calhoun the quick slim edge here. Jim.
Kemper Catholic's usually pretty tough at home in these tough ball games like this. But yeah, I just think South Central Calhoun really has too much firepower right now. I think it should be an entertaining game to watch because I think there'll be some points scored in this one. But I think South Central Calhoun right now is a stronger football team.
All right, that's two there for South Central Calhoun. Doug, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you two learned gentlemen on this game. You know, you mentioned the offense that the South Central Calhoun can get generate through the air and then spreading the ball around a little bit on the ground. They also have a running back who I think he's only rushed for 300 yards, but he's averaging 10 yards per carry. So definitely an effective ground game as well. I'm going to take them. What's their mascot?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
Titans
maybe,
or something.
Maybe
like
I'm
that.
Not going to take them.
I think they're the Titans.
I think it's Titans. I think they're Titans.
Well, correct. I'll go with that then. I'm going with the Titans.
Yeah.
All right. Matt, what do you think here?
Well, I'm just going to go across the board to keep it the same. That was South Central Calhoun. Definitely, they've put up some big numbers over the course of the season so far. Over 1,900 yards of offense and compared to about 1,600 for Kemper Catholic. They have a couple of comparable teams they've played. They both have played Shenandoah and Clarinda, and similar scores in both, with the exception of maybe Shenandoah. South Central Calhoun's put up a few more points, so I'm just going to go with South Central. It's a road game, but I think they'll be able to pull it out.
All right, so that's a clean sweep across the board there for South Central Calhoun, who are the Titans, by the way. We fact-checked that for you. Everybody loves to do that these days. Let's move on here to a class.
Thank you, Lester.
Class 2A District 7, another game in that district, and this is one here that teams that maybe look pretty similar here as I think the season has moved along. A Red Oak at Clarinda. The difference is Clarinda actually hasn't been able to get in the win column so far here this year. Jim, you get first look here at this one.
Oh, goody.
You're excited about it.
No, I'm not. And neither is anybody else outside of Red Oak or Clarinda. Red Oak, I don't know why. They're closer to Atlantic. I don't know. They score points, and Clarinda's seemingly struggles with that. So,
all right. So that's one for the Tigers. That's an undomesticated feline, by the way.
Yeah. And cats don't like birds either. I mean, that's Cardinals, and I don't know. This is a tough one here. I'm going to take Clarinda at home just because they have maybe not scored, but they've seemed to generate a few more yards.
Okay.
Cardinals bother me on principle. So
that's true. I agree with you as a Cubs fan. I understand that too.
All right. That's one each way so far here. Matt, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Red Oak as well. I think Clarinda just has not been able to get anything going consistently. I think Red Oak last week against Shenandoah was a pretty decent ball game. They're able to put up some points. I think Red Oak has a little more to them than what Clarinda does this year.
All right, so that's another one there for the Tigers. And you look at the schedule for Clarinda, and yeah, they're 0-5, but they've played some pretty decent teams. Their schedule really isn't that, haven't been just playing softies here so far. So I think that they've, especially the last few weeks, they played some really good teams. I think they're going to be able to get one here at home. I think they're going to get off the schneid and get a win. So I'm taking Clarinda here in this one at home. All right, we've got two more games here left to pick, and they're both from Class 3A District 7. We will be doing that after we take this break here on Who's Gonna Win.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win as we start to wrap up this show for you here this week. Our final two picks to be made here in Class 3A District 7 we go. And the first one is the Harlan Cyclones once again. They've been coming up short in their contest, and they've got another tough game here this week at home as they host the Carroll Tigers. And Doug, what do you think here?
Well, I mean, it's, I don't know. Harlan, you know, if they drop this game, they're going to move to 2-4 on the year, you know, which is certainly not a record you'd associate with the Harlan Cyclones. And definitely tough to win at Merrill Field. I mean, I don't think it'd be a shocker if Carroll came in and won, but I don't know. Boy. I'm going to say I thought Harlan was supposed to be a running team this year, and now they're throwing the ball all over the place. So obviously they've got the passing attack down. You know, I think Carroll is going to be able to use some of their athletes that they have up front to get some pressure on the quarterback a little bit, and I think they have some kids in the defensive backfield maybe that will be able to slow that air attack down of Harlan. So I'm going to take the Tigers.
All right, that's one for the undomesticated felines in Carroll. Matt, what do you think?
Yes. You know, these top 3-4 teams here in 3A7, District 7, obviously have just been putting up some huge numbers. You look at, you go to the Quick Stats webpage, and in Class 3A, those four teams are in the top 11 of the entire state of Class 3A with total offense. You got Harlan up there at the about the third spot or something like that, and with their record. So I kind of took the look at the other side of the ball, and looked at Carroll. And Carroll, and they've played they've played Glenwood, ADM, Helan, that South Central Calhoun that we've talked about. But their run defense has been phenomenal. They've only allowed 339 yards, basically 68 yards a game. They held Glenwood to 107. ADM to 8, and Winterset to only 89 yards rushing during those games. And, you know, at least Winterset and Glenwood, those are two teams that want to run the ball and like to run it and have done very well. You take out that, for Glenwood, you take out that Carroll game, and they're averaging about 288 yards a game on the ground. So, you know, they definitely held them in check. So, kind of like I think what Doug said, then I think that's going to be the difference. They're going to be able to put that pressure. Yes, they've been giving up about 200 and some yards a game, roughly 200 yards a game passing. So, but that defense is going to be the difference, and I think that edge goes to Carroll. But it's going to be good because Harlan's at home, and they know that if they knock off Carroll, they're right back into the hunt for that second spot, or potentially making a three-way tie. Mm-hmm. And getting in. So, you know, with that being said, I'm still going to go with Carroll. I think there's a slight edge there.
Yeah, this is a very interesting game. That's a couple there for Carroll here so far. And, yeah, you know, going into Harlan, it's just it's tough to win there for a lot of teams. They seem to have that kind of home field swagger a lot of times, so it's tough to get past that. But Carroll, I think, has the weapons to do that. And they won that close, tight game when they went on the road to Glenwood. So they've already got that road experience against a good team and be able to pull out a close game. So I think they'll have to do it here again because Harlan has shown that they're going to put up some points. But I think the Tigers will pull it out. Jim?
Yeah, but imagine this. This is week 6. If Harlan would lose this game tonight, they're not mathematically eliminated, but they would need Glenwood to lose all the rest of their games. This is the only path for them to get in, and they'd have to win all the rest.
To get to the Dome?
Yeah, no, just to get into the playoffs. I get your point, but just to get into the playoffs. So, I mean, in week six, when's the last time we said that Harlan's facing possible almost elimination in week 6?
3 years ago.
Well, yeah. It doesn't happen often is my point, all right? It's not going to be a good night for them. I like Carroll. I just think they're too explosive. The only thing that's really been consistent about Harlan all year is the over and under has been, like, gigantic. On their games, they score a ton of points, but they give up a ton and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been interesting so far. And we'll see how that one plays out. We've got another Class 3A District 7 game here to pick on the sheet as the Atlantic Trojans come back home, and they will get set to take on the Glenwood Rams. And, of course, as we've been talking about, Glenwood right in the middle of all this discussion here at top of the district as well. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, Glenwood, you know, like we've all kind of given their running numbers. They're going to do it on the ground, but they also this year they've been able to do quite a bit of damage through the air. You know, they've got some of their weapons out there with Decker and Bloom throwing the ball. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, Cole Loffelbein, he has just all of a sudden exploded as a big threat with the running game. And, you know, that's something to be said. Their offensive line, not going to be quite the size that Atlantic saw last week against Creston, but very comparable. You know, you might be dropping maybe 30-pound average in there, but it's still going to be something up front. They get the job done up front. So, and these guys have been running, you know, Wilverdine, he's a three-year starter now. They're all pretty consistent with this system. And, you know, they're looking forward to this year, you know, making a run. They feel that, you know, that hiccup against Carroll a couple weeks ago, they know they still got a test down the road here these next few weeks. So with that, I'm going to go with Glenwood. There's just a lot of offensive firepower.
All right, that's one there for the Rams. And, yeah, I think you're right. This group of players for Glenwood has been with Coach Voss now for a few years. He's had a chance to try to implement his system, and we all know the success that he's had, you know, in the past at AHST. And they're getting it going. Offensively, I like the weapons that they have, both running and throwing the ball. Maverick Decker's, I think, probably one of the better receivers in the district, and he's had a good season so far, and he'll continue to be a good weapon, I think, for Colton Wilwarding there from the quarterback spot. I like the Rams to be able to go on the road here and get this one because they know that they can't look ahead because every game's important, but they've got some tough ones coming here down the stretch, so they'll want to get this one pretty bad. So I'm going to take the Rams.
Jim. All right, very good. Well, I'm going to go with the Rams as well. I just think the Trojans right now are just a little bit undermanned for a high-powered team like Glenwood. They're really playing well. And, yeah, you're right, though. Glenwood's got a lot coming down the road. Their last home game already is next week, but it's Creston. And then they got to play at Winterset, at ADM, a couple of really long road trips for them. So, yeah, they're going to have to earn any playoff spot that they might have a chance to get into. So, but this week, I think they'll probably win that ball game.
All right, that's three for the Rams. Doug?
Yeah, I'm going to take Glenwood as well. You know, it'd be interesting to see how Atlantic responds, you know, to the game last week. I mean, it was kind of felt like the first game this year where really, you know, they just kind of – things got started for the Panthers, and it just kind of kept going and snowballing there. And, you know, I think Coach McDermott will get the kids – get their psyche right this week. As Matt said, I don't know that Glenwood is going to be quite as physical as Creston was, but they certainly have good athletes. And, you know, I think Glenn will probably win. But, you know, hopefully Atlantic puts out a good showing and gets some points on the board and comes out of the game healthy and live to fight another day.
All right, there's a sweep there for the Rams there in that one. I do want to just let you know as well, by the way, East Union, they're the Eagles. So Eagles. Got that cleared up. So that's going to wrap up week number six of our picks here on Who's Going to Win. Our thanks to Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. And thanks to the guys here once again this week, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, Jim Field, myself, Chris Parks. I'll be along with you here in a little bit as we get ready for high school football. And Mike Smith will be joining me as we'll be up in Manning as IKM Manning gets set to host AHSTW. We get the pregame rolling and then kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. So we hope you join us for that. Thanks for joining us this week on Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.